portion of the speech competition by introducing the girls. They will be speaking on the philosophy of hijab. The first speaker for the girls will be Aham Abbas from grade 4.
Dear teacher, respectable judges, and all my fellow students, Assalamu alaikum. Today my topic is hijab. The word hijab means a veil, curtain, partition, or a separation. The most honored thing a woman can have is her modesty, and the most precious thing of modesty is hijab. Hijab is wajib for women in Islam. It is not sunnah, as the Quran advises us in Ayah 15 and Surah Al-Ahzab. O prophets, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of believers to draw their clothes all over their bodies. The hijab should cover the ears, neck, and the chest. Allah says to wear the khibar, which means to cover your whole body up with loose clothing. My friends, in Islam, hijab is not only about covering your face, but more importantly, it is a good behavior, manner, speech, and appearance in public. Before Islam, Arabs and Romans, beauty was found in the body. But Islam changed that with spiritual level and came to say, purify your taste and manners. Purify your taste and manners. Islam changed the concept to be about not judging a woman by her beauty, but her manner and intellect. Did you know a pearl is protected by its shell, and the shell is not attractive? Same way hijab protects women. Bibi Fatima Zahra is the best example of modesty. In Canada and other European countries, you will be told many times, hey, you don't need to wear hijab here, you're free here, you don't need to wear anything on your head. But my sisters, before wearing the hijab, you should know the value of it. The hijab is for the security of a woman. Did you know in January 14, 2004, the French president, Jacques Chirac, had passed a law banning hijab in France? But my sisters, we should protest against banning hijab, because an attack on hijab is clearly an attack on Islam. And to criminalize hijab is to criminalize Islam. If we all have modesty,